Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanished Goblin Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 316, season 13. Today's date is March 17th, 2024, and welcome to the show, and happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. On today's program, I will talk about the Hawthorne Melody Dairy Farm that was once located in Libertyville, Illinois. And I'm going to talk about the TV animated series Rocket Robin Hood. I don't think a lot of people remember this show, but I'll explain why. This is Chicago related, and you'll understand. Okay. So right now, the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by McDonald's Shamrock Shake. And features the debut of Uncle O'Grimacy, which is the Grimace's uncle. Oh, boy. When I saw this on YouTube, I died laughing. So anyway, once I play this commercial, I'll be right back. And so everyone sit back and relax and enjoy it. Thank you.
My Uncle O'Grimacy is coming to visit, and I didn't get him a present.
Ah, a shamrock shake coming up.
Oh, sure, and Bikara, how's me little nephew?
Here, Uncle O'Grimacy.
Oh, you shouldn't have a shamrock shake, I take it. Oh, it's great. It's green. Where on earth can we get more?
There's only one place on earth to get a shamrock shake. McDonald's. But only for a limited time.
I better have one, then.
Sure,
Bikara.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you joined the commercial for McDonald's Shamrock Shake featuring the debut of Uncle O'Grimacy. That's the Grimace's uncle. He debuted in 1975, and I remember this. I remember this commercial very well when I saw it on TV. As for the Shamrock Shake, it started in 1970. That was when it was introduced. I'm sorry. You know, the flavor was kind of different, and it wasn't minty as it is now. It's kind of a lemon-lime sherbet with vanilla syrup. Kind of weird. Now it's delicious. It is. So anyway, so I had one last Friday. I was hungry, so I got one. I probably have once or twice a year, and that's it. Because, you know, it's very fattening, but I love it. That's one of my favorite items at McDonald's. I know they don't put it every – but, you know, the funny thing is, in the old days, they had the shake, but they didn't put whipped cream on it. No whipped cream, just the shake, you know, and it was green. And now they added whipped cream. You know, they added whipped cream. I don't know when they added whipped creams. Excuse me. That's fine, you know. I don't know if you request it without it. I don't know. That's all right. That's good. It's really good. So it's a treat. It's a treat. I'm trying to lose weight, but it's a treat. So what? You know, where else would you get it? There are probably other places that's similar to that. I'm sure. It's not the same. And Uncle Grimacy, he was there for a little while. Then they phased him out. And then Right now, Shamrock Shake has other variations like Shamrock Chocolate Shake, Shamrock Chocolate Chip Frappe, Shamrock Hot Chocolate, Shamrock Mocha. I haven't tried these, so that's fine. You know, the funny thing is they sell these in the United States and in Canada and also in Ireland. I wonder how it tastes in Canada or Ireland. No idea. Okay. The second thing I want to tell you is last Friday, I went to 115 Bourbon Street. That's located in Marionette Park. It's like 115th Street and Homan, west of Kedzie on the south side. WGMR News had their annual party, St. Patrick's Day party. They didn't have it during the pandemic. I think they skipped a couple times. So it was my first time. I decided to go there. Got up at the crack of dawn. Well, it wasn't really dawn. I didn't see the sun. So I got up at 4 in the morning, to be curious. And I got there. Didn't wait in line. I didn't get a reservation. I just waited in line. But when I went in, I told them, I didn't have a reservation. I said, that's okay. They put a little wristband on me. That was okay. We waited. Everyone waited for the morning team to come up, and they were on stage. They put on a great show. There was singing. There was contests. There was all kinds of stuff. They did they didn't do the news. Other people did, but they did the 9 and 9. Okay. And it was packed, very packed. I stood most of the time. I wanted to sit down because I have to, because I'm on medication. Luckily I found a seat. I asked a lady, can I sit there? And she says, yeah, for a little while, because someone's coming back. Okay. That's fine. I just want to sit for 10 minutes. And I did, and I did walk around a bit. I had to walk around a bit like that. So when I did, I met some of the people from the morning team, the B team, almost all of them. Like, for example, I saw the new traffic reporter, Brett, I forgot her name, her last name. Also, I ran into Lauren Jiggets and Morgan Kalkmeier. She does the weather. Lauren does the news. Oh, very sweet girls. Very sweet ladies. They recognize. Lauren recognized me immediately. I have pictures on my Facebook profile, so you can see them. Then I saw Mike Toomey, the announcer. I shook his hand. The rest of the team, I did not. But I saw Marcus Leshock. He was there. I waved at him. He came down. He wanted to see me. He wanted to talk to me. I talked to him for a little bit, but he was kind of busy. So I didn't want to keep him there, but he was happy. And it was nice. We got a photo together. Oh, that was beautiful. That made me happy. That really, because he's a nice guy and he's a good friend And so I left about 10 o'clock. And the party was still going on, but the Channel News team left. They left. They went home. Okay. So that was a fun time. I don't know about next year if I'll go. Well, I'll see. It depends how I feel. Because it's crazy like that. It was the only Greek person there besides Dean Richards. I told it to Marcus. He died laughing. He loved that. So. Anyway, so a lot of I told people I was going to be there. A couple of people recognized me, from Venice, Chicagoland, which is great. I like that. All right. One last thing. I just got a response for somebody on, a couple responses for my podcast. One said that he loves the podcast about the White Castles. That was, when I went to high school and I ate there a lot, and he did too. And he said, I love that podcast. It was great. It was great memories. And I said, thank you. That was very nice. Also, another response was a woman. She says, I talk about the South Side too much of Chicago. And that is not true. I talk about the North Side. You have to give me a chance. I talk about, like, for today, I'm going to talk about the Hawthorne Melody Dairy Farm. It's up in Libertyville, Illinois. Give me a chance. It's not just Southside. It's the same thing that happens to my group. and my page, you know, I'm by Chicago. I talk about all north side, south side, suburban, everywhere. Sometimes Indiana, they're included, you know, like Hammond, like that. So, you know, so I hope she will reconsider like that. Okay. I'm trying to think. Well, okay. As for my health, you know, I went for my PET scan this week. I have not heard anything. Hopefully I'll hear from the doctor this week. I got to test results. I'm not going to say anything. It's sort of good news, bad news in a way, but I don't want to tell everyone yet. Not yet. Not until the doctor says to be sure of what we're going to do. I'm confident about this. I really am. Okay. That's enough about me. So let's get started. I'm going to talk about the Hawthorne Melody Dairy Farm in Libertyville, Illinois. I found this on a website. It's from the WTTW.com. And it's, you know, it's from Ask Jeffrey Bear. He's a reporter. He's a very nice man. And he asked him a question about this place. And I remember when I was a kid, I used to hear about it. And this was a working dairy farm, you know, and also a tourist attraction. And I'll explain in a little bit. And it opened between 1939 and 1970. And it also, they offer tours of the facility, you know, where they make milk. And also had an amusement park, a petting zoo, and a Wild West town. And there's pictures out there. And my memories of this, well, actually the company of Hawthorne Melody was the milk, cottage cheese, ice cream, maybe butter, maybe. I don't know. I used to see them in stores all the time when I was growing up. I used to see them in A&P, Jewel, National Foods, Hilo Foods. They were there. My mom used to buy those things. You know, I asked her about that the other day. And she sort of remembers that, you know, but mostly it was the milk. There was whole milk. There was skim milk, 2%, you know. So anyway, the origins of Hawthorne Melody would go back to a man named Samuel Insull, and he was the founder of Commonwealth Edison, what we know now as ComEd, you know. So they built estates up north, like in Lake and DuPage counties, and they were called hobby farms, where people would, you know, they want to get away from the city and, you know, enjoy life in the country. And so anyway, you know, this man, he was not very nice, and he's very dishonest. So he committed fraud and embezzlement, and, you know, it's a long story, so I won't talk about him that much. So that was scandalous in the way. So the property was purchased by a man named John Cuneo Sr. I think it's how you pronounce his name. He was a printing company magnate. And his family came from entrepreneurs of grocers, you know, grocery stores. So he bought Insull's estate and the surrounding farm, and he expanded the dairy and kept the original Hawthorne farm name, which is great. It was just like a farm. You know, you had horses, hogs, poultry, dairy cows. You name it. It was a farm back then. You know, Libertyville back then was not populated then. It was just very quiet, you know, very rustic like that. So he decided to have field trips. So, you know, kids from schools, you know, some kids from school, they would, you know, they would visit there, you go on field trips, you know, go to the amusement park and go to the petting zoo. They had a Wild West town that was called Hawthorne Gulch. Sounds like something from an old Western. It featured a bank, a general store, covered wagons. Oh, that sounded like fun. And a miniature steam railroad that took visitors on tour on the property. Oh, that sounds cool. Like that. At the petting zoo or the children's zoo, you know, they had that. They had turkeys, ducks, you know, and a very llama that spat a lot. And they had a circus elephant, and all the kids and the adults would pet them or, you know, see them. I don't think the children were scared, you know. It was very popular. And then by the late 60s, attendance decreased. And I don't know, it just fell out of favor. So the amusement park was closed in 1970. I think the farm did as well, I believe. So the brand, the dairy brand, Hawthorne Melody, continued to exist, you know, until it stopped in about the early 1990s. It was because due to bankruptcy, and the land was annexed to the village of Vernon Hills, you know, where they have the Hawthorne Center, you know, the shopping mall. And now the property is, I don't know if it's, I think it's homes in the mall like that. I would like to go there someday and see that, you know, like that. And so a lot of people remember, you know, having their milk delivered by the milkman. Yeah, I think Oberweis does that, I believe. So, you know, in the old days, so they have their milk delivered, you know, you put your milk bottle out on the stoop, you know, outside your home. And then, so that's another dying business. So I'll talk about that someday, like that, you know, milk companies. But, you know, it had that logo, like with the flower, and that was very pretty when I was a kid. It looks very nice. Yeah. So that's another vanished Chicagoland business. Poof, gone. Okay. Next up, I'm going to talk about the TV animated series, Rocket Robin Hood. I'm going to explain why I'm discussing this obscure cartoon series. The reason was this aired when Garfield, Goose, and Friends was on the air on WGN-TV, Channel 9 in Chicago. And when I was growing up, in the late 60s and early 70s, they played this commercial. I mean, not commercial, excuse me, the cartoon. And I remember the theme song and the animation. And the animation is just like the 1967 TV cartoon series Spider-Man, you know, with the jazzy theme song, Spider-Man. Dun, 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 dun. I love that song. Also, there was Space Angel, if you remember that. That's from the same production company. So about this series, this is based on from the classic Robin Hood legend. Only it was set in outer space and in the future. This is from Canada. It came from Canada, and it featured all the characters from there. Like, for example, there was Rocket Robin Hood and his merry men. There was Little John, Friar Tuck, Will Scarlet, of course, Maid Marian, and Alan Dale. And they had a cook named Giles. The year that took place was in the year 3000. It was called the New Sherwood Forest Asteroid. So their villain's head was a sheriff of Knott, which meant Nottingham, you know. and not meant national outer space terrestrial territories. And the other villains that he fought was Dr. Medulla, Manta, Nocturne, and the Warlord of Saturn. And the characters, you know, Robin Hood and his merry men flew in spaceships, and they used weapons and all that. Not like bows and arrows, like in the old days. This is not the Kevin Costner movie. No. It's not that. The show consisted of three segments with a cliffhanger, of course, you know. And the theme song was, it's kind of a British sound, you know. So I will play the theme song of Rocket Robin Hood right now. And when I come back, I will wrap up the show. Okay? So sit back and relax. And here is the theme song of Rocket Robin Hood. This is the introduction. All right? Thank you.
Come gather around me, space travelers surround me. Hark now to the ballad of Rockin' Robin Hood. I may well confound you, astound you, spellbound you with heroes and villains, the bad and the good. Watch now as our rockets race here from afar, for now with our Robin we live on a star.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the theme song for Rocket Robin Hood. Now, this series ran for three seasons, had 52 episodes. So I don't think it showed on TV much after that, not during Garfield Goose. I don't remember seeing it. Maybe on Channel 50 later on in the 80s. Possibly, or like USA Network, you know, when we got cable, maybe they showed it there. Maybe, I don't know. It is on DVD, so you can, but it's not all the episodes there. You can find them cheap, very on cheap places. You know, in stores, like the dollar stores, or you can find it on eBay. I'm sure you'll find it. So I just remember this when I was a kid. I remember watching this, and I was like, kind of fascinated, you know. And I remember Frasier Thomas, host of Garfield Goose and Friends. You know, he had the big little screen, you know, he had a little TV screen, you know, put it by, hanging on Garfield Goose's castle, and then he would introduce it, Rocket Robin Hood. That's what I remember. That's a good memory. It is. I hope everyone did. I'm sorry. I hope everyone understood that. So that's another Chicago memory of mine. Mm-hmm. He had other cartoon series there, but I'll talk about them another day. All right. So that's it for this program. I'll do a recap of what I talk about. I talk about the Hawthorne Melody Dairy Farm in Libertyville, Illinois. Also, I talk about the TV anime series Rocket Robin Hood. The third anniversary, the third anniversary of Anna Chicagoland Stories. The podcast is coming up soon. I'll do something very special. And this should be maybe Tuesday. Or maybe this next weekend. I'll decide by then. I'll think of it over. So I can't believe it's been 3 years since I started that. You know, so it was, at first it wasn't doing so well. Then it grew in popularity later on. It took time until now. And, you know, because you have to broaden it, you have to share it and let people know that I'm doing a podcast. You know, I shared it on social media, you know, and on my blog. So it really took time to do that, just like I said. So, yes, I will do something special for my anniversary show. You know, maybe something I've talked about before or something new. We will see. Yeah, we will see. It'll be kind of fun. Of course, you know, the story was, well, I'm not going to tell the story. I'm going to tell it on the anniversary show of how I started. That's going to be a long time. That'll take too much time. All right. So this podcast will be published later on today, wherever podcasts are available. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, also Breaker and Overcast. Also will be published on my blog, VanishingChicagoland.blog. On the apps, you can listen to on your desktop, in your iPad, your laptop, you know, click follow. Get the episode, you know, get the latest episodes. Also, it's going to be published on my YouTube channel. Again, people ask me, where do I find your podcast? Where do I find your podcast? You can find it on YouTube. Go to YouTube, do a search, Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast, or my name, you would find it, and click subscribe, and you will get the latest show, and also you can check out the previous shows if you like. If you have time, help yourself. Also, this will be shared on my social media accounts: Facebook, X, LinkedIn, Reddit, Instagram, Threads, and also Blue Sky. Okay, and also TikTok. Not a big TikTok fan. Yeah, I don't know. They have the link. I have the link, so you would click on the link. Okay. All right, so this is Pete Costanis, your host for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. Thank you for joining me. It's today is kind of chilly, you know, kind of cloudy for a Sunday morning. Also, St. Patrick's Day. Everyone have a good holiday. Usually you would have corned beef and cabbage or, you know, do an Irish jig when you're at a bar. You know what? A lot of people say everyone's Irish on that day, and that is true, you know. When I was at 115 Bourbon Street, I felt like I was Irish, which I'm not, but it felt nice. It was nice. They really have a good time. They really do. Yeah. Okay. So here's bye-bye for me, and here's a little traveling music from Ray Rayner saying bye-bye-bye. Take care, everyone, and so long.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.